everyone. Happy to be here with you today. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. Of course, you can get all your Steve Gruber needs on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. He is at Steve Gruber Show. And of course, you can always go to the website, stevegruber.com. But we have to start the show just like Steve starts it every morning. And that's the first three things you need to know. Number one, the Michigan House of Representatives votes to repeal the law that was used by Governor Whitmer during the pandemic to issue her initial emergency orders. The Michigan House voted 60-48 bipartisan support Wednesday to repeal a law used by the governor, as I said, to issue several of those emergency orders at the beginning of the pandemic last year. Of course, we all remember the controversy that came from that with questioning whether or not there had to be any work done, any outreach, any approval by the Michigan legislature. And, of course, the Michigan Supreme Court later ruled that she had overstepped her authority under that law. And this was this law was repealed by what's called a citizen initiative that was put forward by the people, signed by you, many of you across the state of Michigan, and basically a petition that was put forward to the legislature. And what is unique about this is that the legislature votes on it, majority of the Senate and the House approves, it becomes law, or in this case, repeals the law, does not need the governor's signature. Earlier last week, the Michigan Senate did the same thing. So this law is on its way out. The repeal will take effect 90 days after the end of this legislative session, which basically means a few months into the year 2022. Another thing to keep in mind with this is the same group that put forward this citizens initiative has promised to do another one. Unlock Michigan, the group that put forward this initiative, has said they're going to continue to move forward, especially as the governor and the administration has simply shifted to using the Department of Community Health, Department of Health and Human Services, pardon me, to issue these orders. But more to come on that. Number two, Kent County in western Michigan reports its first case of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant. Its first case came in on Wednesday, July 21st, yesterday. Makes up 83%. This variant makes up 83% of the new COVID-19 infections in the United States. Variant hasn't surged across Michigan yet. We haven't seen a lot of cases turning up, but the Kent County Health Director, Adam London, believes it is expected to show up. Michigan has not really been hit hard, and they've seen it in 21 counties across the state of Michigan, this new Delta variant. Still a lot of things playing out. Seeing Europe hit a lot by this, but as the article here states, that Michigan hasn't really been hit, but that is more to come on that, I'm sure. Number three. President Biden promised to take more efforts to repeal legislation that will maybe not repeal legislation, but take away your guns, essentially. We have a clip from a town hall yesterday he did with CNN where he quite eloquently, as he always puts it, states why you shouldn't even have a right to have a handgun. Yeah, in this case. Let's roll that clip.
I'm the only guy that ever got passed legislation when I was a senator to make sure we eliminated assault weapons. The idea you need a weapon that can have the ability to fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 shots from that weapon, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it's a rifle, is ridiculous.
It's always nice to hear folks who want to take away our right to bear arms granted to us by the Second Amendment talks so intelligently about how they're used and how they operate. I mean, 120 shots coming out of a 9mm pistol. That's quite an interesting statement from our president, who, quite frankly, I mean, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, though. I mean, this is the new left in America. It is, not only are we going to ask for background checks, not only are we going to ask for waiting periods, not only are we going to limit the way scary guns can look, they want to go further. You remember Beto O'Rourke in the Democratic debate saying, yes, I'm coming for your AR-15s, which, of course, anybody who knows anything knows that an AR-15 is simply a rifle. It's not a quote-unquote machine gun. It's not a quote-unquote assault weapon. Just a gun that some people think looks scary because they don't know anything about guns. And any responsible gun owner knows that it's the person that we need to be concerned about, not the weapon. In fact, the weapon is usually what can help deter a bad person. And we see that time and time again. Of course, the city of Chicago is continuing to deny that there is a gun problem, or a violence problem there, a crime problem, and said they're focusing on saying that there's a gun problem. It continues to baffle me how progressives, liberals, the American left continuously miss the problems in our society. It's not the fact that guns can harm people. Anything can harm people. It's that we're losing the standards in our society. We're losing law enforcement in our society. But these are the same people who like to sit here and tell us we need to defund the police, when in actuality, in the communities, we're seeing all this violence, where normal, everyday Americans could benefit from owning legal weapons, protecting themselves, their homes, their families, their loved ones. It's in these communities where we see calls to defund the police. Well, if President Biden would have his way, he'd disarm them. Doesn't make any sense. But we're going to talk about a lot of things today that maybe don't make sense, but we're going to try to make sense of them. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. See you in a bit.
Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit linexoflansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.